안녕하세요, 선연우입니다.
안녕하세요, 최경은입니다.
Hello everyone, you're listening to
Talk to Me in Korean.
This is your host, 현우선.
This is 경은 최.
Hey, 경은.
Hey.
Good to see you again.
Yeah, good to see you again.
Although you don't sound particularly happy, let's proceed with our lesson, okay?
Okay.
In this lesson, we're going to learn some new words.
New words?
Yeah, as usual.
Yes.
Let's review a little bit before we go on with the new vocabulary words, new expressions that we're going to introduce in this lesson. So, 경은.
네.
When you want to ask questions, there are certain words that you always use, right?
Right.
Like these interrogatives, as you say in English. And what is an interrogative in Korean?
의문사.
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 의문 is a question or you know, something like curiosity, 의문,
yes,
or doubt. So 의문 plus 사, 사 here is the same word that you can find in the word for 조사, 동사, 명사, 대명사. So 동사 is a verb, right?
Yeah, that's right.
And what is a noun?
Noun is 명사.
And a pronoun is
대명사.
대명사. And a particle is
조사.
Yeah. So these words, 조사, 명사, 대명사, 의문사, 동사, they all have this 사 at the end.
Yes.
And it just refers to these elements of the sentence that have these separate functions. Okay, let's review. So everyone, do you remember how to say what in Korean?
Of course they remember.
I know, but let's just give our listeners some time to think. So what is what in Korean?
What in Korean?
Is?
뭐.
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 So if I want to ask you, 경은, yes. What is this? What would I say?
이거 뭐예요?
Once again.
이거 뭐예요?
이거 뭐예요?
이거 뭐예요?
Excellent. And now, how do you say where? Where? In which place? And it is?
어디.
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 Yeah, we introduced this word 어디 in lesson number 18, where we talked about location marking particles 에 and 에서.
네, 맞아요.
And actually, this word 에서 will appear in this lesson once again. So pay attention. And for example, how would I say, where are you, 경은, now?
어디예요?
Or 지금 어디예요?
네, 지금 어디예요?
Where are you now?
지금 어디예요?
지금 어디예요?
지금 어디예요?
And of course, you're here. 지금 여기예요.
네.
And 경은, how about the word when? How do you say when in Korean?
언제.
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 So, 경은, what time did you get up this morning? 언제 일어났어요?
8시에 일어났어요. I got up at 8 o'clock.
8 o'clock?
Yes.
Okay, wow, that's early. So, 언제 잤어요, 어제? What time did you go to bed yesterday?
어제 1시에 잤어요.
1시?
네.
1 a.m.?
Yes.
I see.
현우 씨, 언제 네. 출근했어요?
This morning?
Yes.
I came in really early.
Really? 언제요?
Not as early as you, but quite early. Let's forget about it.
Okay.
And lastly, how do you say who?
누구.
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 Yeah. We learned this expression, this word, in the last lesson, lesson number 23. So if you haven't checked it out, go check it out. 누구 is who.
누구.
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 And we also learned the fact that 누구 plus 가, the subject marker, becomes
누가.
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 Yeah, perfect. So today we're going to learn some more interrogatives, more 의문사. And you know, 의문사 has another meaning.
Another meaning?
Yeah, 의문사.
What's that?
If you like to read detective novels.
Ah, yeah, right.
How do you say a detective novel in Korean, by the way?
탐정소설 or 추리소설.
Yeah. 탐정소설 or 추리소설. If you read those novels, you will see this word. I mean, if you read them in Korean, you will encounter this word quite often.
Yeah, that's right.
의문사.
의문사.
So 의문, as I introduced earlier, means doubt, suspicion, or question, curiosity. And 사, well, actually, it also means death.
네, 맞아요.
Different Chinese characters, but the same pronunciation. So 의문사 means interrogatives, but at the same time, it can mean a death that is not well explained or a suspicious death, a death that you cannot find the reasons for.
Yes.
Yeah, so 의문사.
의문사.
But we're not talking about that scary 의문사.
Yeah, it's so scary.
Yeah, so. We're talking about the normal mm-hmm. 음운사s that are used in our everyday sentences. So, 경은, how about we go over the words how and why and how much?
네, 좋아요.
Okay, so let's look at how first. How do you say how?
어떻게.
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 So, how is?
어떻게.
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 In my hometown, in 전라도, they yes. say 어떻게. 어떻게. I'm not mimicking it, imitating it perfectly well, but...
but I think you sometimes do that, like 어떻게.
Well, but in the standard Korean, it is
어떻게.
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 But don't get me wrong, I'm not laughing at my own dialect.
No.
No. It's just cute. It's yes. just different.
I think so.
Yeah. So 어떻게 is how, and how about why?
왜?
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 Why?
왜?
Yeah, it's kind of similar.
Yeah, I think so.
If you say 와 plus e very quickly, mm-hmm. why, 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 why,
why,
why is why? And how about how much?
얼마?
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 If you've started learning Korean by looking at a phrase book, a travel phrase book. I'm sure
yes.
In chapter 1, you will have this phrase. How much is it? 얼마예요?
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 Along with the famous expression, 깎아주세요. Please give me yes. a discount. But sadly, it doesn't always work. But anyway, 얼마예요 still works and it is very useful to know. So 얼마예요 is how much is it?
이거 얼마예요?
How much is this?
Yes.
So how much is?
얼마.
You know, how much is actually two words. How plus much. So how is modifying much. So in English, there are situations where you want to say how fast, how quickly, how early, how soon, how tall, how big, right?
네, 맞아요.
How strong is 경은?
No.
How bad is she? How? Like that. So in that case, you cannot say 얼마, right?
No, you can't.
Because 얼마 is only for money or
yes.
cost.
Yes.
So instead of 얼마, when I want to say how plus a different adjective or an adverb, what do I say, 경은?
You have to say 얼마나.
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 So for example, what if I want to say to you, 경은, what if I want to ask you, how fast can you do makeup? Can you put up makeup after you get up and you leave the house? How fast? 얼마나 빨리.
얼마나 빨리.
How quickly 화장할 수 있어요? Can you put on your makeup?
얼마나 빨리 화장할 수 있어요?
Yeah. How fast?
I think for about 10 minutes.
10 minutes?
Yes.
That's fast?
I think so. It's very fast.
Okay. How much time do you usually spend on putting on makeup every morning?
Just 10 minutes.
Just 10 minutes?
Yeah, just 10 minutes.
Okay.
That's all.
So you're doing your best
yeah.
to minimize the time that you spend on putting yes. on your makeup.
Mm-hmm.
I see. That's why. So, 얼마나 빨리 is how quickly, right?
Yeah, right.
So, generally, these interrogatives, these 의문사 words in Korean are used before the verb in a sentence.
네, 동사 앞에 쓰여요.
Yeah, they are used before a verb. But as you know, in Korean, there are markers, subject markers, topic markers, object markers. So, even if you shake things up and if you change the order of the words a little bit, they still make perfect sense. So sometimes these words 뭐, 어디, 언제, 누구, 어떻게, 왜, or 얼마, or 얼마나, something something will still make sense even when they're not used right before the verb.
네, 현우 씨, 설명 정말 잘하네요.
Yeah, 경은.
네?
Can I ask you a favor?
No.
Please, can I?
Yes, okay.
Well, if you're going to say something to compliment me, try to at least make it sound like you're really meaning it.
설명 Come 진짜 on. 잘하시네요.
Come on, forget
와,
about
현우
it.
와, 씨, 저 설명 forget 진짜 about 잘해요.
I know you're good at acting, but when you really don't want to say something, you can't really even act.
Right.
I know you. So we talked about the words. We talked about where the words go. Let's now talk about some examples.
네, 좋아요.
So once again, how is
어떻게?
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 How do you say? How did you find it?
어떻게 찾았어요?
How did you find it?
어떻게 찾았어요?
어떻게 찾았어요?
어떻게 찾았어요?
찾다 is to find, to look for. And how about how did you get here?
어떻게 왔어요?
How did you get here?
어떻게 왔어요?
Yeah, 오다 is to come, and it's the same thing as how did you come here? How did you come? So again,
어떻게 왔어요?
어떻게 왔어요?
어떻게 왔어요?
Now let's look at the word why. So why is
왜?
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 How about why did you call?
왜 전화했어요?
Why did you call?
왜 전화했어요?
왜 전화했어요?
왜 전화했어요?
왜 전화했어요?
왜 전화했어요, 현우 씨?
Or you could say happily, 아, 왜 전화했어요?
Yeah, right.
So 전화하다 is to call. And next up, how do you say why didn't you come?
왜 안 왔어요?
Why didn't you come?
왜 안 왔어요?
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 Again, to come is 오다. So 왜 안 왔어요 means why didn't you come?
Yes.
Okay, and now let's look at how much. How much is?
얼마.
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 How about how much is it?
얼마예요?
How much is it?
얼마예요?
How much is this?
이거 얼마예요?
How much is that?
저거 얼마예요?
How much is the thing that is near you but far from me?
그거 얼마예요?
그거 얼마예요?
그거 얼마예요?
And how about how much did you pay for it? How much did you pay?
얼마 냈어요?
How much did you pay?
얼마 냈어요?
얼마 냈어요?
얼마 냈어요?
Yeah, to pay is 내다. So how much did you pay is?
얼마 냈어요?
얼마 냈어요?
얼마 냈어요?
Perfect. Last but not least, let's take a look at some examples of how to say how plus other words. How often, how fast, how early, how soon, how quickly, how funny. Okay, so which word do you use?
얼마나.
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 Yeah, so how do you say how often do you come?
얼마나 자주 와요?
How often do you come to this place? Again?
얼마나 자주 와요?
얼마나 자주 와요?
얼마나 자주 와요?
자주 means often, and 오다 is to come. So how often do you come here is?
얼마나 자주 와요?
얼마나 자주 와요?
얼마나 자주 와요?
Okay, and how about how big is it?
얼마나 커요?
How big is it?
얼마나 커요?
To be big is 크다. So how big is it is?
얼마나 커요?
얼마나 커요?
얼마나 커요?
How about how heavy is it?
얼마나 무거워요?
How heavy is it?
얼마나 무거워요?
To be heavy is 무겁다, and it is conjugated to 무거워요 in the present tense. So how heavy is it is?
얼마나 무거워요?
얼마나 무거워요?
얼마나 무거워요?
경은, how heavy are you? Is that...
hey.
Okay, is that something that I shouldn't ask?
You're so rude.
Come on, we're good friends.
No.
Aren't we?
Do you really think we are good friends?
I hope so. Okay, so that is it.
Really?
Yeah. So I think it's time to go back and wait for our listeners' comments.
Okay.
Okay, so everyone, if you have any questions or comments or any sample expressions that you came up with, please share them with us at
talktomeinkorean.com.
Okay, we'll see you there.
얼마나 빨리 코멘트 남겨줄지 기대돼요.
Oh, so you're looking forward to seeing how fast
yes.
our listeners can comment on this lesson.
Yes.
I would say 5 minutes, less than 5 minutes.
Wow.
Until the first comment.
Wow. It's really fast.
But I'm actually looking forward to seeing how many comments, 얼마나 많이 코멘트를 남겨줄지 기대돼요.
네, 저도요.
Okay, so we'll see you soon.
안녕히 계세요.
안녕히 계세요.